There are many different exercises that you can do to start to get that mind-to-mind communication. And a general exercise is just starting to, again, feel the energy, feel the thoughts, link up with somebody, pick somebody out in a room, and either send them information or try to extract information from them. And one of the things that you really want to come to do is really rely on your subconscious mind, because your subconscious mind will hand you so much information if you would just tap into it. And that's why we do the stilling of the mind, the breathing, the focusing on the third eye, and even saying to the subconscious mind, I always say, I'm penetrating deep into my subconscious mind. I have in my command all the powers of my subconscious mind that God has blessed me with. I can send my mind across time and space. And then I will give a directive. What I am thinking, you will now begin to think. The thought message that I'm sending to you, you will be open to. You will respond. You will feel good. I'm the answer to your situation. You can rely on me. Whatever the message is. The other way would be, is that whatever thoughts you are thinking, you will transfer them over to me. Now, you may ask questions of your subconscious mind in a sense that, does this person like me? And focus. Listen to your subconscious mind. Yes, no. I've used this in many different ways, in the sense that when I want an answer, a lot of times I'll just focus into my subconscious mind and say, is it this? No. Is it that? No. Now, a lot of times people will use this type of methodology by using a pendulum that will go one way or the other. And I'm not going to get into that, because I don't want you to come to rely on something like that. I want you to rely on your own mind. You'll notice most of the tools that we're teaching about are things that you're utilizing with inside your own body. Your body has all the capacity that you need in order to start picking things up. This is the first step to really increasing your power system by starting to tap into that energy. You're sitting in a room, just start tapping into people. Send messages to people. If you see somebody on a fairly regular basis, I always tell people, if you're in school or if you're in business and you're seeing people in meetings or whatever, start sending them messages, nice, relaxed messages, and let them know that, hey, every time I'm around, you're going to feel good. The reason I say that is because if you make somebody feel good, invariably what's going to happen, they may actually come out and say to you, which is obviously what you want to do, what you want to be able to get a response back, is they may actually say to you, you know what, whenever you're around, I feel really good. That means that your message is getting across. Again, you want to put something specific as a result so that when they respond back and say, hey, you really made me feel good, then you know, okay, I've actually accomplished that particular side of things. Now, once you're able to start sending messages successfully to a particular person, then you want to start tapping in the other way and start extracting information. And again, part of that is, again, going into that third eye, going into that relaxed state and extracting information, gently focusing their mind and asking for the information. How do you feel about me? What would you like me to do for you? These types of things. Now, in some cases, as you're extracting the information, the information may not actually come from the mind. They may actually come up to you. Again, in this example that I'm using as somebody you see all the time, they may actually come up with you and give you the answer that you're looking for. Don't discount those two factors involved when doing this mind-to-mind communication. The main thing with mind-to-mind communication is practice. It's flight time. It's putting in the proper amount of flight time to get good at it. It's becoming sensitive, being receptive, being open-minded to the information that you receive. Some of the information in the beginning is going to be totally extraneous and not worth it. But as you get better and better, you can determine and interpret the right amount of information that's coming in. You'll be able to say, okay, that is a correct thought. That one's not, because sometimes you'll get information from somebody's mind that is totally bizarre. That's that bizarre thought that they're thinking, and it might not actually be what they're thinking. That's why you have to line your subconscious mind up to say, okay, is that what I'm looking for? And if your subconscious mind will read it and say no. Your subconscious mind is really a very good resource for you, and you really need to tap into it more and come to rely on it. And you have to believe it. Again, I'm talking into this belief factor, but some people do not believe that they can get that type of information. If you believe it, your subconscious mind will start to work more and more for you. This is a key concept, one that you really need to internalize, understand, and believe. And when you do, your mind-to-mind communication is going to go up exponentially.